29th of January. My scalp is getting itchy. It must be from the tiny hair shoots trying to burst out. I mean, they haven't yet, but it must only be a matter of time. Maybe my hair doesn't grow quite as quick as I thought it would, but the upside of that is that I don't have to waste time washing. Because the only time I ever got in the shower was to wash my hair. So I don't have to do that now, do I? Fine. This morning, I put on a fashion show for Dad. I bought his toupees because, obviously, he's not very good at looking in mirrors because he finds them a bit intimidating because he has to make eye contact with himself. Also, Cecil wanted to see how realistic his toupees looked on somebody else. So, as of the 29th of January, here's a list of the toupees Cecil owns. Going out toupee. Staying in toupee. Casual indoor toupee. Concentrating toupee. Fancy toupee. Invisible toupee. Not sure if that one's real or not. Wartime toupee. Toupee for all seasons. The David Dickinson. Sex toupee. That one was pristine, like it had never been used. I was a bit worrying about that. So I wore them, walked up and down the room. He looked at me. And then when he'd seen me sport them all, he just stood up, left the room silently, didn't look at me. I don't know where he went, but we haven't seen him for the rest of the day. Weird.
30th of January.
Spent most of the day having hiccups. Mum sent me out the living room because I was spoiling her enjoyment of This Morning. We don't normally watch This Morning, because me and Dad like to watch BBC One's daytime schedule. But Dad is in bed with one of his fits of depression. Apparently he hated the way toupees looked. Clearly fake and obvious were his words. Apparently all these years he'd been under the assumption that it looked perfectly natural. He'd never thought for a minute people could tell it was fake, but seeing me and my bald scalp wear them brought home the terrible realisation that they looked like a lot of fake fur shavings just sort of stuck to his head with some sellotape. I told him to stop being so miserable, but he didn't. I guess I wouldn't be very good as a psychologist or psychotherapist or counsellor or something, I don't know.
31st of January.
I've still got hiccups, and now there's a spider in the corner of my room. It's not moving, but it could at any second, obviously. Keep looking at it every 5 seconds to see if it's changed places. I think it's leg, the front left leg, number one, or maybe rear right leg, number four. I don't know which way around it's facing. Might have twitched slightly. Unlike my bowels, I haven't pooed in 7 days. Mum says I should go to the doctor's, so tomorrow I will. I'm scared. I hate going to the doctor's because I fear they might make me strip naked and do a prostate exam. Tony told me about it, where they put the finger where no finger should ever go. Never, ever, ever. But as is my poniness is to do with that horrify, they're going to jam a finger at my ass, aren't they? Oof, I don't want...
First of February. Oh my.
Well, yesterday while writing in you, dear diary, I got myself all worked up into such a tiz. So nervous I got that I pooed myself. The irony. The only problem was I didn't make it to the toilet. My bowels let forth their 7 day payload right into my pyjamas. I've never felt and seen such mucky bum dirt in all my days. Luckily, I'd got my, bad in my mouth. Luckily, I'd tucked my pyjama bottoms. I'm bilious and it's making me feel a bit sick just remembering this. Take three. Luckily, I tucked my pyjama bottoms, which were flannel trousers, with pictures of flowers from the 60s to my dad's hand-me-downs. I tucked them into my tight knee-high socks. Because it was cold. It's February. So basically all the poo stayed within my trouser area. And then when all my bottom movements had passed, New Year's Eve kittens come to look at me. Eventually when all my bum stuff had just stopped bursting out of me uncontrollably, I waddled to the shower and just started spraying myself down. My trousers, they'd got so full they were up to my inner thigh, and outer thigh, just my general thigh region, really. Most of the mucky arse dirt was semi-solid, but the last parts were liquid in nature. I took my socks off and the stools just flowed out into the shower tray. But there were, you know, so much of them, such a vast quantity and density, that they blocked up the plug hole. God, the smell. The only thing I could do was to sort of stab, you know, mash the plops down the drain with my feet. And this worked for a while, but then the water stopped flowing, and it wouldn't drain out anymore. So the shower began to fill up with pooey water. It was like paddling in a sewer. Disgusting. And then I was just sick because of the smell, obviously. Oh, don't mind me, New Year's Eve kitten, by the way. I'm just sat here. That's fine. He's come to look at me. Wonders what I'm planning at. If he attacks me, I'll tell him about it. Yes, I was sick as the smell got unbearable. But then when I was sick, more liquid poo came spraying out of my bottom all over the shower curtain. And that happened 3 times in a row. Oof. What was almost coming out the top of the shower thing. And then I thought, well, what am I going to do? I don't know. I just started panicking and flapping around, which sort of sprayed water about and splashed it a bit. But then I saw next to the sink there was some drain unblocker. So I got out of the shower, getting pooey water all over the floor, and I got the bottle of drain unblocker. And then I had the bright idea to turn the shower off so the water would stop flowing. I can't believe I didn't think of that before. And then I just poured the drain unblocking liquid down the drain. Tried to anyway. Didn't go down for a while, and I was scared it might melt my feet like that man's hand in The Fly. But anyway, 3 minutes later the water started running down the drain, so I sort of mashed some more of the more solid chunks down, and after about 10 minutes the shower was clean, as were my legs and my bowels. I sprayed down everything with Dettol, and hopefully I think I got it all. Be alright, I think. I think it's the perfect crime. No one would know what horrors had happened. So the only thing left was my dirty socks and trousers. So I put them at the bottom of the laundry hamper, you know, right at the bottom, and then sort of put all the other clothes that were in there on top. Hidden from sight and hidden from smell. No one will know. Might have been horrible, but at least I didn't have to have a doctor's finger right up my ass. 2nd of February. No one said anything about the bathroom, so I think I'm in the clear. I do feel very much lighter after such a massive evacuation. So this morning I was a bit jaunty, a bit devil may care, and I ran upstairs. Such was my level of giddiness. Then I got a bit lightheaded and had to have a sit down. 3rd of February. She's found them! 4th of February. I spent all of yesterday and today cleaning up the bathroom carpet. Yes, we have a bathroom carpet floor. Get over it. It's fine, it's nice and warm. Just because it gets a bit mouldy and wet in the winter times, it's fine. What had happened was my soiled trousers had leaked all the ploppy liquid from the bottom of the wicker laundry basket, and it sort of soaked into the carpet. Just, you know, obviously Mum and Dad keep the house very warm because they're pensioners. The dirty liquid had dried, but I can't believe they didn't notice the smell. Anyway, yeah, the water had dried under the laundry hamper, so when Mum picked it up to do the washing, she thought it was just like a big ring of freeze-dried coffee, but it wasn't coffee. It didn't smell like coffee, and it most certainly didn't taste like coffee. What are you doing, New Year's Eve, kitten? I'm trying to be... Oh, he's gone. It was solidified, crystallised poo-poo. Not that I tasted the poo, but you know when something smells so bad that you sort of get that taste in the back of your mouth? Oof. For 3 hours I pretended it wasn't anything to do with me, but I had to admit it in the end. And then they made me scrub it. So, you know, most of yesterday and today was spent scrubbing, but I couldn't get most of it out. Even the smell and the stain was still there. So Mum says I've got to buy my new bathroom carpet. It's going to cost me £200.
Where am I going to get that amount of money from? I ain't got 200 pence. I haven't got 2 pence at the moment. I've been down the arcades last week. Lost it all.